straight year. They are the top value team in the world. According to Forbes magazine, their worth increased 14% in the last year, reaching $4.8 billion. That's more than $1 billion ahead of the Patriots. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to Radio Wasteland. I'm your host, Chauncey Hallworth, and this is my co-host, Sean.
Hello.
How's it going, Sean?
Not bad. It's Pride Week here in Reading for some reason, even though everywhere else it was Pride Week way back in June, but here in September for some reason.
We're behind the times?
Yeah, I think that's what I'm saying. In more ways than one.
Well, to be fair, even a week ago, it was unbearably hot.
That is true. I don't know what that has to do with Pride.
Well, who wants to go outside?
That is true. But this week it's been nice, so yeah, who even knows? But I did go to one of the celebration-ish things on Saturday. It was a sort of a lonely affair. But, I mean, you know me, I'm naturally skittish and afraid of crowds and strangers.
Right.
So I was just kind of like, why am I here? Why did I do
so was
this?
The crowd not impressive?
I mean, there was a handful.
There was a handful.
The Sundial Bridge. I understand that the big event is on Saturday, so that's...
This coming up Saturday.
I see.
The closing ceremonies.
Right. I think the opening ceremonies were perhaps not as impressive. I don't even own any rainbow clothing, so I...
Good. You know, I'm totally...
Well, they said wear rainbow, and I'm like...
Yeah,
but my wardrobe is mostly black.
Yeah, mine too. You know,
we have a goth pride? Like, that would be...
Totally. Well, actually, we can, and this is something that I was about to bring up. So I'm watching the news the other day, and they're talking about how it was an eventful week in Washington, D.C., that there was rebellions and people speaking and people gathering on lawns supporting things they care about.
Mm-hmm.
As is normally the case.
Sure. It's Washington.
But this time, apparently the FBI have put Juggalos on their list of gangs.
Yes, I heard about that.
And so there was a big rally with hundreds of people, Juggalos.
Right.
In Washington,
D.C. Yeah, using the term people loosely here.
Right,
because
right.
We're talking about Juggalos, but yeah.
Yeah, so...
Beings.
I have to say that I find the idea of Juggalos as being a gang, a dangerous gang, to be...
I mean, that's comical.
Comical, yes. That's a very good term, yeah. Yeah, so I just thought that was the funniest thing ever. For those of you who don't know what a Juggalo is a fan of the Insane Clown Posse.
Yes.
And so whenever you see those kids wearing black pants that are way too big for them, with their shirts with the graphics water pipe guy on it, and, you know, some
face
sort of
paint.
Clown paint,
yeah,
that's a Juggalo.
Terrible soda, sometimes.
Terrible soda?
I understand that has something to do with it.
What, like Big Red or Fanta or something?
Like Faygo.
Oh, I guess Faygo. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know how to say it. We don't have it here.
I see.
In California. But I understand that it's just this horrible orange drink that for some reason is popular with Juggalos.
Huh.
I don't know. You'll have to, like...
I'm going to have to look into this.
Fact checkers.
Yeah, totally.
Who are on standby for this show, please work furiously to determine the veracity.
Right. We do have a couple of Juggalos here locally. I see them every once in a while.
Yeah, I'm sure they're fine people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good.
I don't know. I question their employment, I guess.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's a new age. If you work on the internet, no one knows that you're running.
That's true.
Makeup.
I work on the internet.
You could be a juggalo and it probably wouldn't affect your life.
Well, I'm bearded and hairy and wear a lot of black. I'm basically,
right, you
clown makeup
paint,
away.
The
from,
face paint, pretty much.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So that's true. So tonight's guest, we have a psychic.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to say the last name here. Dr. Lauren Cielo.
Lauren Cielo.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm just not sure about that last name. We're going to have to...
Yeah. We're going to have to...
If
we were psychics, we wouldn't get this wrong, but sadly,
yeah,
we
ain't
are
that
not.
The truth. Ain't that the truth. and so I got to, I really want to know the difference. We're always discussing the differences between psychics and mediums and past life regression.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time we find that they're dabblers.
Usually, yeah.
In kind of all things. But Dr. Cielo, let's call him Dr. Lord.
Okay.
In the meantime, is a... seems to be fairly well educated and established, and so we should get an interesting, more clinical answer, I'm kind of hoping, about where these lines are drawn.
Clinical psychics.
Well, sure. I mean,
I suppose it is therapeutic, but the term clinical often comes with images of, a bunch of certifications hanging on your wall saying...
Well, that's why I used it, actually.
Okay.
Well, I don't
know.
He's
just also psychic.
I don't know if they're hanging on the wall.
Yeah. Well, they have to be. It's an office.
Right.
But you always see that. I would just wonder if he has, a piece of paper that's like, the state of California certifies Dr. Cielo as a psychic.
Right. Yeah. Well, we have a few minutes here, so I can cover another interesting topic. My wife got a new job.
All right.
And she had to get vaccinations in order to work with kids. She's basically going to be working with teenage mothers, helping them to become mothers and know what to do.
I can hear a large portion of our audience gnawing furiously on their arms to make it through this segment. Well, because a lot of them are anti-vaccine people.
Oh, well, yeah, but so I always get vaccinated because my wife shouldn't really get vaccinations. She had a reaction to the flu shot and has been scared to get vaccinations ever since. So she goes to the doctor, and the doctor says, she tells him, I want vaccinations. And the doctor says, well, okay, you can get vaccinations. It's no problem. It's not going to hurt you. And she's scared, and she says, okay, fine. And she goes down to the nurse to get the vaccinations, and the nurse says, after looking at your paperwork, we can't give you the vaccinations. And so my wife's just like, okay, so you won't give me the letter that says that I don't have to get vaccinated, but you also won't give me the vaccinations.
Medical limbo, it's one of the worst places to be.
And so eventually, after literally hours, tens of hours of figuring this out, she finally got her doctor to give her vaccinations without preservatives in them that are supposedly reserved for pregnant people.
Interesting.
And so far, so good. But I just thought that our audience might find that a little interesting that here we are with this vaccination situation, She couldn't get the job without the vaccinations. She couldn't get the paperwork to not get the vaccinations, but they wouldn't give her the vaccinations.
Honestly, that is, trying to accomplish anything having to do with healthcare is like that. There's always a significant chance of slipping through some bureaucratic crack in the system, and then, you're in medical limbo forever, which is considerably worse than regular limbo, so I've heard.
Yeah, totally. Regular limbo has health care.
Exactly.
All right. You're listening to Radio Wasteland. Come on back.
I took a bus to walk in from the moon. My skin gets trembling when it keeps on feeling. My soul is Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
From narwhals to unicorns and manatees to mermaids, discover the physical and cultural connections between the real and mythical worlds at Turtle Bay this summer in Mythical Creatures, Dragons, Unicorns, and Mermaids. Mythic creatures of all kinds are taking over the museum May 20th through October 1st in this immersive, hands-on exhibition organized by the American Museum of Natural History, New York. Mythic Creatures is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Be a hero and help us save the animals of the North State by attending Haven Humane Society's 10th Annual Bark, Wine, and Brew Dinner and Auction on Saturday, October 7th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
While enjoying music, sample local wine, beer, and appetizers.
Bid on exciting live and silent auction packages.
And purchase raffle tickets for a chance to win a San Francisco Giants spring training trip for two.
Plus much, much more.
Doors open at 5:30 p.m.
Bark, Wine, and Brew sells out every year, so get your tickets now at havenhumane.org or call us at 241-5262.
All proceeds go to support the homeless animals of the North State.
Hi, Rob Burrows here from the Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, reminding you about the 5th Annual Iron Soldier Ride, Sunday, October 1st. All bikes are welcome, and we gather at Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo on Twin View Boulevard for opening ceremonies and a great motorcycle ride with lunch. To register for the ride, call 275-7300. If your business would like to sponsor the ride, call the same number, 275-7300. You'll be helping us provide care packages for our troops serving all over the world and helping us provide holiday meals for local military families. Visit rysonline.com and call 275-7300 for Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo, the 5th Annual Iron Soldier Ride. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back to Radio Wasteland, and we are here with our guest, Dr. Lauren Cielo. Am I saying that correctly?
You are. Very well done.
All right. We had a big discussion about this, and we joke on a regular basis that as hosts, our number one homework that we need to do is figure out how to pronounce the guest last name correctly.
Which we rarely do, frankly.
Well, thank you. You hit it right on. It's great to be here. Thanks.
All right. So let's start with the, you know, the typical questions I'm sure you get asked on a regular basis. You know, how did you get started or figure out? Well, I don't know. That's kind of a weird question because I know that you teach classes on becoming a psychic also, but how did being a psychic start for you?
Well, I realized, you know, maybe about 10 years into my engineering career, that on Saturday and Sunday I was not engineering. I was running through the forest naked under the full moon's howling. I was trying to, you know, looking back, I was trying to have a spiritual experience here on Earth. So I did all kinds of things, and it wasn't until I was 44 that I'm 55 now, so about 11 years ago, I finally found a psychic institute here in San Diego where I live, and I'd never heard of such a thing. Well, I decided to take the training, and, well, there was 2 years of training, but I got laid off from my engineering job about 2 months into that program, and I don't know what possessed me, but I decided I would try to be a psychic. So I went over to the little local acupuncturist here in my little area of San Diego and asked if I could rent a little spot, and I did. And, you know, people who would likely get an acupuncture treatment might also get a psychic reading. So that's how I started. And I created my own business, Golden Rose Psychic Services, here in San Diego. And it did start out local. I mean, I actually had a brick and mortar place, but I quickly realized that my footprint was much bigger than just San Diego. So I really don't have a brick and mortar now. I do, you know, most of my stuff is, you know, via internet and international now. So, and I have to say that the technique that I learned, it is very left-brained. You know, I'm the most logic psychic that I know, and I'm very pragmatic. I'm very skeptical. Even in the readings, if you got a reading from me, you'll hear me. I do this thing, I call it reverse engineer the reading. So here comes some information, and I do my best to try to communicate it and interpret it. But then I always think, well, how's that going to help someone? I mean, if somebody told me that in a psychic reading, how could that possibly help me? So I do ground the information into the earth plane quite solidly as an engineer. So I guess I might be, I kind of call myself a psychic, but I'm definitely a tech nerd all the way. And that's why I was able to create my platforms. I do all the designing of my two websites by myself, Lauren Cielo and GoldenRosePsychic.com. So it's completely fulfills me. Isn't that silly?
Well, no, this is actually kind of new for us. So my understanding is that you were somewhat lost looking for something in life. I mean, you were taking care of yourself, but you were kind of spiritually lost looking for something more, and you stumbled across this, and you found that you enjoyed it and that you had an affinity for it, and you pursued it, right?
Correct.
So when you were younger, prior to this, did you have any inkling that you were capable of being psychic?
Oh, no. My favorite game as a kid was war. You know, if I shot you and you didn't lay down and die, it would come over and try to hit you to make you lay down. I was very much raised with my older brother. I'm, you know, very much into the sciences in school, and then also very much an athlete. So no psychic, zero. This is how embarrassing it was. So when I went to my school, I was there with people in a room, right? And at the breaks, you know, the water cooler conversations, you know, somebody would say, oh, you know, I saw fairies when I was three. And somebody else said, oh, you know, my grandfather, when he passed, he came to me at five, and I told my family that he had passed. I had nothing like that. Nothing. Zero. No, zero.
So this is something I commonly ask psychics and mediums, if it's something that people are more prone to be, or if it's something they're born with, or if it's something that can be taught. And in your case, you're definitely saying that it's something that can be taught.
You know what I think it is I think that we're all, of course, receiving so much information from our chakras, you know, psychically from our chakras. And because the only body that we've ever been in any one incarnation is the one you're in, so you may not realize how much information you're getting from your chakras. If I could pull you out of you and jump into your body, I might go, oh my gosh, you know, I'm getting all this data from these chakras because I'm formally trained, because I went step by step by step. And if I wouldn't have had somebody show me that intellectually, like, you know, Lauren, when you have this experience as a human, this is what it metaphysically really is. And so I started to be able to put together, I guess maybe a good way to say it is, I became so much more aware of what was going on around me. And so we're all psychic. It's just that, just think about this. What if I were to tell a child, oh, I can walk, but you'll never walk. All the rest of us walk, but you cannot walk. So don't believe you can. So guess what would happen? You would slither around on your belly for your whole life because somebody told you that you, your body, cannot walk. Well, what I do is I train people how to use their chakras to read energy, and that's what being a psychic is.
You know, I've actually often thought this because I myself am a bit skeptical about just about everything. I'm obviously interested in all these things as well, or I wouldn't be doing the show. But when it comes, I think that at the core of anything that ends up being true, there's science. And sure. And so I've thought in the case of psychics that it's maybe somewhat influenced by talent and athletic prowess kind of comparison. But bottom line is we're all capable of learning to shoot a basketball. You get what I'm saying? It's like, and so I've actually started to dabble in this a little bit. Because I'm very high stress and I can't relax and I can't think about anything other than running. So I've started to try to do mindful meditation. My end all goal is to try to do something more than that, but I'm having a hard time tying down the, just even the mindful meditation I'm having a hard time doing.
Yeah, you know, one of the reasons why I think at first it's so challenging is because really our energy fields are saturated. If, you know, by the time you get to be 50, like I said, I'm 55, if I wouldn't have had some way to actively move energy, and I'm not just saying meditation. I mean, I did it through sports. You can do it through dancing, even, you know, sex, you know, whatever, you know, really.
However you find the zone, however you find
right,
that.
Right. So, you know, I think it's interesting what you said about science being like, you know, you have to find science in things before you can really buy into them. And that's why I think an engineer can move to be a psychic, because the way our technology has advanced, it is so easy for me to communicate to my students the way I see the universe. Let's go back 55 years before I was born, and let's say that I was to try to convince you that this life isn't real. It's like a video game, only you don't know what a video game is. You don't have any idea of a virtual reality, so there's no way you can understand how the universe works. Well, now our technology and our spirituality, they're increasing together. So it's so easy to take the scientific metaphysical or the scientific models and push them into the metaphysics. So I could never communicate to you a lot of the things I see in readings unless you were technical.
You know, that makes a lot of sense. And that's one thing that I've really kind of been amazed about some of psychic stuff, religious stuff, and how they've started to actually kind of come in line a little bit with science, and science has started to take another look at these things that it kind of dismissed for quite a while and has started to take them into consideration, especially on a physics level.
I think a lot of scientists now take the idea that the universe is a simulation of some kind quite seriously.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. And without, you know, Einstein and Einstein's thought experiments, right? You might want to, if you have never heard of, I really love Einstein, so I talk a lot about these quote-unquote thought experiments that he did. Well, it's really astral projecting. One of them, he tried to see what it would be like to travel at the speed of light while he was, you know, trying to figure out E equals MC squared. So he projected himself into that. He would call it a thought experiment, but no, it was astral projecting. And quantum physics, see, the thing about quantum physics, the baffling thing that I talk to my students about a lot, is that the observed particle changes just because it knows it's being observed. And if you want to Google that, you might Google double slit theory and look for the little Einstein character. You've watched that little video.
Yeah.
And so when I look at you clairvoyantly, you change because somebody is witnessing the particles of you. And in the teaching of Golden Rose, any kind of shift is a healing. So just by me looking at you, you'll have a healing. You'll change. So now it's really easy to put science and metaphysics together because quantum physics does it.
All right. Well, we're coming up on our very first commercial break. You're listening to Radio Wasteland with our guest, Dr. Lauren Cielo. Come on back.
Open. Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Winter is approaching, and it's important to know that SST Oil, locally owned and operated, sells and services Toyotomi kerosene heaters and Toyotomi water heaters. They also service and sell parts for your kerosene stoves. Right now, you can get 20% off your maintenance schedule through the end of September. Call SST Oil for an appointment today at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. That's SST Oil for your heating fuel needs.
Celebrate your past. Stillwater Powwow 2017, September 29th through October 1st at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Beautiful dancers and amazing drummers sharing our culture. It's hand games, drum contests, vendors, as well as the history of our land. All proudly sponsored by Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2017, September 29th through October 1st at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For information, call 225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Sharing our culture so that it may live on.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
The Riverfront Playhouse presents an hilarious tale about community theater. Two on the Isle, Three in the Van by Mary Lynn Dobson, directed by Samantha Fort. Community theater patrons may recognize the wannabe diva, the dancer who believes every show should have a kick line, the director who wants to put a Tarantino spin on the next musical. But the show must go on, and Two on the Isle, Three in the Van does just that with an all-star cast. September 16th through October 14th. Get tickets at Cascade Theater Box Office 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org.
Tensions are high and anticipation is building for the annual Ducky Derby presented by Reading East Rotary. In fact, some ducks are already training. Adopt your duck for $5 and get in on the race for youth development and substance abuse prevention. Everyone wins, and you could be the winner of a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina.
We've got to be ready by September 24th at 1:30 for the big drop.
Plus, second prize is the San Francisco Giants weekend courtesy of InterWest Insurance.
See you there September 24th at 1:30 p.m.
All right, and welcome back to Radio Wasteland, and our guest, Dr. Lauren Cielo.
So, you know, we've talked to several psychics and mediums, and we feel that there's kind of this blur point where we're not really sure. What does being a psychic mean to you? Is that just reading people? Is it communicating with people who have passed? What is being a psychic to you?
Well, I think I would define being a psychic as reading energy with your chakras. And that's really what I go with on the basic. Now, of course, it depends on which chakra you're reading with, as to, like, you know, obviously the six chakras, your clairvoyance, so you see image and color. your throat. If you're reading with your throat, you'll hear either telepathically or clairaudiently. So it just kind of depends on which chakra you're using, but I would define being psychic as using your chakras to read. It's like having more sensory organs. Besides the five that our physical body has, we also have the seven that the energy body has, the seven chakras.
I see. So that would include communicating with people who have passed?
To me, that would, if you saw them, then it's clairvoyance. If you're listening to what they're saying, then it's clairaudience, and it can happen both at once. So I don't really break it out, you know, to say a medium is someone who talks to the dead. A clairvoyant is someone who, you know, they're kind of subcategories of one another. So, yeah, what I would say, a person who's died, it's the very same way as reading a spirit guide, because the only difference between a dead person and a spirit guide is how long they've been out of body. Like my main guide, Anki Yaya, he's incarnated many times, but he doesn't consider himself a dead person because he's been out of body so long. Of course, it's almost what they'll say. So if you talk to somebody that's recently out of body, they're going to talk about their life. If you talk to Anki Yaya, who's this ancient soul, he's going to talk about Egypt.
So So this one's actually kind of new to me. The spirit guide. This is, you would think, something that I would have heard of in my readings of this, but in just the past couple of years, this is something that I've really caught on a regular basis. Can you explain to us what a spirit guide is?
Yeah. I would think that would be a layman's term for these beings. Now, there's beings with bodies, and that would be me and you and Sean, and then there's beings without bodies, like all of your guides and angels and all of my guides and angels and, of course, Sean's too. So the only difference is having a body and not having a body. One of the interesting things is I don't think people realize is a lot of the beings without bodies that we work with, we don't know we work with, and that can be a huge problem. Like, let's say I'm competing, so I have a competition guide that's going to plug into my third chakra, and you're not going to win. But now I'm in an engineering conference with the VP of engineering, and that being plugs into my third chakra, and I say something really stupid to my boss. So a lot of the work, and I'm working with a client, is we cancel those contracts with those beings that you're channeling without knowing it. And they can have you do things that you don't choose to do if the contracts get too out of present time. But mostly people would consider spirit guides to be friendly beings without bodies that you sign contracts with to help you do stuff here on Earth. Well, some beings without bodies don't even come to Earth. They don't even see the Earth plane. They would never be able to get you a parking place.
So when you say sign contracts, that as me, Chauncey, I might not know that my spiritual self has signed a contract, and signed a contract is a purely tangible term to put on this, I'm sure, with a spirit guide.
Yeah, the idea of free will, it's almost in every religious theory or idea that you can come up with. Usually every religion has this idea of free will. Well, it doesn't feel like free will here on Earth, right? If your boss tells you to jump, you're going to say how high. So where the free will resides is on the astral with our higher selves signing the contracts. You might think of those contracts as scripts. Nothing can happen here on the Earth plane unless it's scripted in by those contracts. And your higher self can take its name off of a contract anytime it wants or put its name on one. And you can't force anybody else to do it either. So that's where free will lives.
So we don't all necessarily have a spirit guide.
I would say you probably have hundreds. Everyone. Hundreds. Yeah.
I see. So they're basically the mentors and the people that we communicate with when we are outside of our physical body. And I, as Chauncey, I may not know that I'm doing this, but I probably am doing this.
Probably a lot of them talk to you in your stream of consciousness. So it is here on Earth. And not all of the beings without bodies that you might have contracts with, not all of them are here to help you. Some of those contracts that you have with them are to help them. Like they may be thinking about incarnating, and so they have a contract with you so they kind of watch you and, you know, see what life is all about. So not all of your guides are senior to you. As a matter of fact, I instruct my students to be senior to our guides. Think of them as, think of yourself as the business owner, and they're the consultants. So I consult them, I ask each of their opinion on something, and then I decide, me.
Given Sean and I's day job, that actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, you picked a very good analogy for us.
Because Sean works at a business and I'm a consultant there.
Right. Yeah, I think technically I'm a contractor.
So. Oh, you're a contractor
yeah.
now. Yeah,
so I'm a spirit guide now.
Right.
Cloud potential.
So you teach people, you have students. What does this look like when you're teaching them? What is that like for them?
Well,
what can
like
one
is,
expect when they come to you, I guess?
Yeah. You know, right when I first started, someone came to me, right when I started reading, they came to me and they said, hey, I heard that you were trained to be psychic. And I said, yeah. And she said, well, would you train me? And I was like, yes. So I, you know, wrote out all my curriculum and decided how I wanted to format all the information. And then a lot of people heard about it here in San Diego, and they would call me up, and they'd say, hey, I'd love to take your class. And I said, great, it's this night, it's at this time, it's at this place, and it costs this much. And more times than not, they would say, gosh, I'd love to take your class, but. And I didn't like what came after the buts. So I spent quite some time, probably 5-6 years, figuring out a way to deliver the information, and you can't say anything after the word but except, I'm just not ready to take your classes yet. That's
right.
The only thing you might be able to say, because I'll work with you one-on-one. Whatever you want to learn to be clairvoyant, clairaudient, you want to read the dead, you want to read past lives, you can book a couple sessions and learn to do that. You can download everything. There's 44 psychic classes on my website. They start at $9.99. That same information I teach live in phone classes using a conferencing program, and you know, people all over the world are in my classes. I have somebody in Seoul, Korea, that gets up at 3 in her morning to attend those two-hour phone classes. So, you know, it's really cool to see all these different cultures coming together to learn to be psychic.
Interesting. So do you find that these different cultures have a different idea of what it means to be psychic? Because, I mean,
well,
in Seoul,
you
know, they're not dealing a lot of the times, you know, the term angel and demon yeah. and these things are totally foreign to them.
Well, even yeah. the term chakra is a culturally specific one, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Sean, could you say that again?
Well, even the term, like, chakra is a culturally specific one,
right?
Right, I mean,
right.
Indian.
Yeah, I would think that more, usually by the time they get into a big 6-month, you know, clairvoyant program with Dr. Lauren Cielo, they are pretty much spiritually on board. There's not a lot of what I would call pictures to blow on that. They're pretty much on board by that time. But I'll tell you what is different about all the cultures. Their chakra systems, like folks who are raised in maybe more heart chakra based cultures where family is more important than individuals, These people, you'll see, you know, will have a hard time kind of letting go of that programming and really busting out on their own. And I will say that once you start clairvoyantly reading yourself, which, of course, we do, if you want to read somebody else, you need to know where you end and they start. So we start by reading ourselves. Well, there are things that you'll release that you've been programmed to do or not do that are in the way of being psychic. So I would say that the different cultures have different pictures to blow through, but they don't seem to be really religiously based. Because again, you know, by the time they're going to pay for my class, they've done a lot of research and they probably heard me on a lot of different shows and have a pretty good idea of, you know, my scope.
Right. Okay. Well, we're coming up on a commercial break here. You're listening to Dr. Lauren Cielo on Radio Wasteland.
Electric vehicles. We are seeing more of them every day. A new electric car in your driveway makes you eligible for a $1,000 rebate from Reading Electric Utility, REU. Plus, another $500 rebate for your level 2 charger. Did you know that REU's electricity rate for charging is equal to paying $1.08 per gallon of gasoline? Smart, eco-friendly, and super cool. Visit a local dealer today and take one for a spin. Electric vehicle rebates from REU. For information, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7200. REU and you. Powerful together.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Reading Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Reading Concrete is your local ready-mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready-mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Reading Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Reading Concrete, serving you with a quality ready-mix product.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, Dr. Lauren Cielo.
I always do this. I'm a horror movie fan, Dr. Lauren.
Yeah.
And so you clear energies, and so are there evil energies?
No, I'm sorry. I hate to. You can go ahead and be afraid all you want of, you know, it. But so when there, I don't see positive and negative energy. You know, I came from engineering, so some circuits use a positive 5 volts, and some applications would use a negative 5 volts. But it's just what each circuit needs. So, but I'll tell you the two energies that I do see, and it's not good or bad or positive or negative. It's you. And not you. So that's one of the big causes of dis-ease in our space, is really running from someone else's information. And I can tell right away, because if I'm clairvoyantly looking at you and somebody else's information's in your space or energy, it's black. So it sticks out like a sore thumb. So, and think of it this way. I'll go to the Judas-Jesus contract. If you'd like to think that Judas was evil, well, let's go back to the astral, and let's say that you're going to incarnate in some fake reality and you want to be a messiah, you want to fulfill some prophecy, but you have to be kissed and somebody's got to get gold, right? So you're like, okay, I'm getting ready to incarnate, I'm going to be this messiah, but I can't be unless somebody signs a contract to be Judas. And so who do you think is going to sign that contract? It's going to be the one of the souls that loves you the most, because it's going to be the most hated person in that reality, so you can be one of the most loved people. So I would say this, enemies on Earth are lovers on the astral. You love so much that you, you know, whatever might seem non-beneficial, but no, no evil.
Well, how about dangers? Is it, you know, like, so here in the physical realm, we have, you know, if I'm walking out in the woods and a pack of wolves eat me, they're not evil. They are just fulfilling their natural situation, but it's dangerous. Dangers.
Right. Yeah. It's just contracts. And I would say that if you put yourself in a position where you were in the forest and you were chased by these wolves and you wanted to know what it was like to run from wild beasts and live, and if you didn't live, then that would be your exit strategy. And you just contracted in to go that way instead of the you know, on the freeway.
Okay, so let me see if I understand this. You're saying that all of reality is basically the playing out of the decisions through free will that we prior made, and so everything that basically happens was a choice by on our parts to put ourselves in that situation?
I think you just about got it, but it's not from before. It's in real time. So our contracts are changing with every beat of our heart. We can change whatever we want. So it's not, I mean, of course, some of our contracts were created before we were born, like our parents. But
right.
Yeah, but mostly we change on the fly. And I'm going to tell you, I've been really, I think this is going to be one of my next books. I've been really, really asking myself and my guides, why was my life so hard before? And why is it so incredibly easy now? And the only thing I can come up with is that I am no longer in resistance to the contracts that my higher self is signing. I was not raised, well, let me flip that. I was raised to be a heterosexual woman, to be a Christian, and to, you know, have a white-collar job. And I'm none of those things. I don't do any of those things. But I tried, and I tried, and I was miserable. So often, by releasing the programming and getting out of your own way, and you'll know if you're programmed to do something, then because you'll want to do it and you'll be afraid. That's how you know. It's like, gosh, I have this desire, but I'm so afraid. So that's how you know you're in resistance to your higher self. And what we do, it's really easy. Just do energy work. Release the programming. Release the black, other people's information, so that you can have your lifetime.
Well, I definitely think I need to read that book or take that class, because I think I am in serious opposition to my higher self. I am chronically dissatisfied, I'm a generally miserable individual, I must say.
That's how I was, and I thought that's what life was. I, you know, from looking at my people, you just hunker down. You know, my folks, my family, the, you know, generations of my, you just hunker down and wait for your life to be over. That's what you do. No, that's not what I'm doing. Not anymore. No, if I have a desire, I am gonna pursue it. And, you know, obviously I've blown through a lot of those stereotypes that I put on myself, you know, from my society. And now, you know, like I said, things are easier than they ever have been. I, you know, my friends say, you know, you should figure a way to bottle what you've done, and you'd sell a million six-packs of it.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm trying. I'm trying to teach other people.
Yeah. Throw some alcohol and caffeine in there also. And
yeah.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, in that pursuit to really get the information out, we set up a page on one of our websites just for your listeners, and it's really easy. It's laurencielo.com. I'm the only Lauren Cielo on the planet. And then it's / Radio Wasteland, all one word. So
oh, awesome.
LaurenCielo.com, Radio Wasteland. And there are, I'll tell you what, you can tell the things that I do that heal me at Golden Rose because they're free. So if you go to that page, you will get hooked up with all of our free meditations. My students who are creating their own businesses now will read you for free. My advanced students will heal you. It's free healing requests. You won't get communication, but there's 90 meditations that I've done on all topics. It's all free. Lots of radio episodes that I've done on my own radio shows. So, yeah, laurencielo.com/radiowasteland.
All right, and we're coming up on the end of the show here, so why don't you give any other information on how people can find out about you? You said you had two websites.
Yeah, the other one is goldenrosepsychic.com. Of course, you have to know how to spell psychic to get to that one, and it took me a while, but I think I finally got it down. You might also check me out on Gaia. I've done some stuff with George Norrie and then also Regina Meredith. So you might want to check, if you're subscribed to Gaia, you might want to check me out there.
Well, you know, I'm definitely going to check this stuff out because, like I said, I've been trying this mindful meditation and, you know, I feel like I've dabbled with the zone, but I haven't quite got to the zone, you know. But it was the first time I ever actually laid down, you know, laid back and was listening to something with my eyes closed where I didn't feel like falling asleep. That was like a first for me. So I know that might seem weird, but I work really hard and I'm tired all the time. And for me to actually relax without trying to fall asleep was actually kind of amazing for me.
Excellent.
But I have really enjoyed talking to you. And, man, this time just flew by. You were a whole lot of fun.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Chauncey and Sean. And I'll be happy to come back anytime you want me to. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. You've been listening to Dr. Lauren Cielo on Radio Wasteland.
Sanity. I ask myself, is all hope lost? KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News This Hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Hurricane Maria bearing down on the island of Dominica. Maria is now a Category 5 hurricane with winds of 160 miles an hour and moving west-northwest at 9 miles an hour. Eric Blake of the National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Maria poses a threat to several islands in the Caribbean.
We expect it to move through the Lee Rounds tonight near Dominica, Guadeloupe, and then pass very close to the islands of the northeastern Caribbean, and then on Wednesday come very close to Virgin Islands.